Blog Talk Radio.
That man in the mirror staring back at me ain't the man I used to see. I've been walking the line a long time, need a change. Breaking my back, working double shifts. The weight of the world's getting hard to lift. I'm starting to think I need to break a link in this chain. Something's got to give. This ain't no way to live. Put me on a highway, the interstate, a dirt road to any place. Long as I'm long gone, chasing down some blue skies in my old truck. Tune the world out, turn the radio up, sing along to my freedom song. Hey, I got a good woman and she understands every now. There'll be one less rat running in this race. I'll be soothing my soul with a fishing pole. That's what I love. Put me on a highway, interstate, a dirt road to any place. Long as I'm long gone, chasing down some blue skies in my old truck. Tune the world out, turn the radio up, sing along to my dirt road to any place. Long as I'm long gone, chasing down some blue skies in my old truck. Tune the world out, turn the radio up, sing along, sing along, yeah, sing along to my freedom song. Yeah.
Hi all, and welcome to Cosmic Voice again on this Thursday evening. Hoping it's going to be a real good show tonight, and I'll soon introduce Mr. Bad Company for the bad guys himself, Drake, in a minute. First things first, a few people have been asking about Tenath and Sunfire. They are both fine, they're doing well, and they would like to pass on a message and say they love you all. And hopefully, maybe one day, we will get the shows back on. And with that, I'm going to introduce you to the man himself, Drake.
You rang?
Yeah. I did.
All right. Well, I've been promising some things, and I've been able to pull some things off due to the help of some friends. You know, get by with a little help from your friends. You heard that song well. In this case... this particular case, we're doing a couple of things. Now, the first one is some of the things I've been posting, and believe me, I've been busy throwing some stuff. People in varying places understand that as excrement. Those people who are educated as to what that is, it's manure. And for those who really don't get it, it's called shit. Now... I intend to start a storm. I've been authorized to release the information in an orderly fashion in terms of the intel that I've been holding back on. And we're going to start with something here. There's a guy by the name of Joseph A. Bosco, and some people probably never heard of him. Well, he happens to be a member of the U.S. China Task Force at the Center for the National Interest. was, he retired in 2010, but he also served as China Country Desk Officer in the office of the Secretary of Defense, 05 to 06. The man knows his stuff. He put an article in a, well, some people think it's a rag, other people don't. Some people don't know the difference, but it's called the Weekly Standard. I read it for several reasons. Every once in a while, they hit a home run. In this case, they hit a home run. Commerce trumps security. Now, this is high level, low level, and obvious. There's a picture in it showing some fun and games. A lot of people have heard me before, and I did this quite a while back, called the Trans-Pacific Partnership. This is where you got a whole bunch of oligarchs at high levels in industry looking to offer a platform for trade above and beyond all laws. Sorry, dudes, ain't nobody above the law. Now, here's how that works. As we start setting things right, and you guys decide to exercise this, which you are having a problem with, and I just discovered this a couple of days ago, you may not come to fruition. Might not get your rocks off or whatever it is you feel this comes up together with. The Trans-Pacific Partnership is sinking. Oops. Now, I'm going to ask a question. Why? How could that be? When you got the richest things walking the planet on two legs, some of them do it on four, it varies as to family trees and whatnot. Anyway, why would the Trans-Pacific Partnership, with all the humongous amounts of supposed credit, money, et cetera, assets and all this, be sinking? Why is there a serious problem? Where is the big oops? And the question is, the three-letter word, it probably ought to be four in some cases. Why? You know, you've heard your kids do that. Why? You don't ask me. I'm in charge of you. You're going to do it anyway, so do it. You can either do it with or without pain. Your choice, but you're going to do it. Anyway, kids is fun. Some people who become adults never mature to the point where they get away from their brain damage that they accrued a whole load of when they was kids. And, yeah, kids are brain damaged in case nobody noticed. Anyway, so this article, I recommend you go to the website. If you signed up for the blog, you should be. This covers forced commerce initiatives. Now, what that is, basically, is where somebody insists that you do X, or you sell them this, or we trade for that. Whether you like it or not, don't matter. Whether it's in your best interest or not, it don't matter. You heard that word control. That ought to be a four-letter word, but it's in there. That's the beginning of this, and my wife the other day handed me a book called The Savage Nation by Michael Savage. And that book says the same thing I've been saying, and I think it's interesting. And the reason I do is because he hit bestseller list with this. Let's see here. When was the first publishing? Boy, I'll tell you, trying to read a bastard title page is a lot of fun. 2002. Here we go. Whoop, no. That's King James Bible he refers to. Anyway, not a lot of religiosity in it, but an equitable explanation as to the changes that have been taking place. Everybody's noticed them. And Trans-Pacific Partnership is good evidence of that. Obamacare is really blatantly in your face. If you can't smell it, go on TV and watch any of the news channels. They'll have something more about it in a few minutes if you got to wait that long. It's just a big stinker. Now, I have alluded to the fact that it was the manner in which they took over Cuba. Who is they? They are socialists. Now, not every progressive, not every lefty is a progressive. Now, progressive, everybody connotates that with nasties. Give it all away. Socialism is give it away whether you like it or not, and we're going to take it away from you first. You remember the thing I told you about in terms of the Cypress effect? They just had a big to-do in the news not too long ago, but it was a quick blurb. Why? They don't want you to know what they're trying to seep it in over here. It's called a carbon tax. In case anybody don't know what that is, go to the European Union, any of the countries, pick one, and put in carbon tax. And you'll find out that it doubles the price of gasoline and a few other things, makes you pay extra for no good reason at all. Why do I say that? Well, global warming, horse hockey, and all of the scientists that were threatened with things that you don't say on public airwaves said that that global warming's real. I'm vouched for it. And then he turned around a little bit later after some of these people that do know what's going on showed that we're going into a cooling trend, not a warming trend. And here's the neat part. If all of Europe, including the United States, stopped all their pollution, absolutely every last bit of it, right now, today, this minute, it would have about a 5, maybe 6% effect, meaning that there is way too much, meaning that we got to change lifestyle basics. Yeah, this gets into the free energy. This gets into the advanced technologies. Now, back to the news that's fun and games, Trans-Pacific Partnership. This is an agreement between varying corporations to form what's called a super corporation, super PAC. It's a combination. Don't mistake that. Yeah, they didn't think I could get a hold of the documentation that shows it. I ain't gonna put it out yet. But it is juicy. What does it say? Well, basically, people have heard that now all of a sudden corporations had the rights of people. Okay. Now, when you add to that corporate immunities of bylaws, you can supersede any law on the face of the planet. I mean, each and every last one of them through bylaws, through corporate agreement, especially when there is an international agreement between two states. Well, we got several in this case, so they really feel like they are, you know, when they go take a dump, it don't smell no more. You know, their stink don't whatever. I'm going to start out with some stuff. Some people have heard and some ain't. People know that I deal with Neil Keenan, and I've been told by certain people that he has become irrelevant, that he doesn't have any input, no impacts, no nothing. He's old news. Forget about him. Okay, well, I've thought about that, and so I started questioning things, and I started asking the right people to find out what was going on. Well, recently there were some fun games. Let's see here if I can get this correct according to dates and everything. Okay. Now, Neil is kind of one of those people that can tell when there's fun and games, there's something in the woodpile making noises. It started Saturday. Neil's last call, he was in a big hurry, and something was wrong. Why was he hurrying? Now, Neil don't hurry for nobody. He could probably make a phone call and make a plane wait for him if that was the case. Anyway, there was people that he saw outside his motel room, his hotel room, and he surmised that the bad guys was coming home to roost on his bony little butt. It ain't bony, but I think it'd be funny to think about him being bony. Okay, now, he tried to get away. Well, they wouldn't let him get away one way. He couldn't duck one way, so he ducked another. He got on a plane and got off the plane. Now, you try and do that and not be noticed. I want you to think about that very carefully. Anyway, the people meeting him at the airport were compromised. In other words, they'd been either intimidated or bought off. You know, you dangle a bag of money that weighs as much as you do in front of somebody, and it's all $100 bills. You go, my. And you get a wet spot between your legs. Yeah, both men and women. And anyway, supposedly, they show him taking off, but he never arrived. he disappeared somewhere in there. So he fled, left. Who knows? Nobody knows. Well, I do. He jumped ship with the aid of some good guys. Good guys and bad guys. That's a good movie. In case you ain't seen it, you should. It explains a lot of things about all this. The people looking for him were the super soldier type. Kind of weighed 300-400 pounds, 9 foot tall. Maybe not ugly. Ugly helps, but it's not required. As long as you're willing to smack somebody hard enough that you have to raise your hat to take a dump. That sort of thing is the idea. Anyway, there were several people watching. They knew that he was that Neil was in danger. Now, by several, I mean 80, 90, 100, give or take. Good guys. There was about 40 of the bad guys, give or take a couple. And so with his personal security, all of a sudden he was joined by a whole bunch of beefies, you know, them big beef eaters I just described. Well, think about it, if he's good guys and they're going, we got to get ready to jump ship here, you know, well, the best thing you can do would be to have them jump first and you land on them. You probably would hurt a lot less. They're not going to be as hard as whatever you land on. But anyway, off of a tram, Neil, bad leg, bad knee and all, jumps off, hurts his leg. That don't make him feel good. He's got people after him. He's having a run. Neil's not the kind of person that backs up from fight. So we're having a good time, except Neil. He is not pleased at all. He's not happy with the outcome. He thought that the security should have picked up on things before he got to this point, but it didn't. And anyway, as things happen, oh, boy. Can you imagine Neil Keenan wearing a blonde wig? Now, I want you guys to think about that. That would be a sight for I hope he got a picture. I hope somebody did get a picture. Anyway, so you got these good guys all around causing problems for the bad guys. Bad guys can't get to Neil. Neil, they don't even know who Neil is with that blonde wig. Apparently that just did it for everybody. They're either laughing too hard or they look at him and go, I don't believe that, you know. anyway, detail that was assigned to make sure he didn't get in trouble by the good guys from over here put things in order pretty quick. The Dragon Family's security forces joined them. Now, I want you to think about this. Think about a bunch of ninja nasties. Now, I mean somebody that can poke you with a finger and you drop over dead type of people. I know how to do that, and it's not easy, but it can be done, and I've seen it done. It's amazing what these people can do. So anyway, you got a whole bunch of ninjas and a whole bunch of special forces spec ops people escorting Neil out in such manner that they're not noticed a lot. You just got this sort of crowd of people kind of milling around, moving across, and all this other happy stuff. And so I am getting information. The blonde wig was ratty and long hair. Now, oh, boy. I hope somebody got a picture of that. I really do, because I definitely need to see that. We'll see what it's worth to Neil not to get that put all over the Internet. So,
Cosmic Voice would like to see that. Cosmic Voice may like to see that picture.
No. I ain't going to do that to Neil if he says no. Anyway, so when he had to exit the shuttle bus quick, he hurt his knee again, like I said. And so he got past everybody and got to a point where he was basically in a safe place. Now, for those who don't know, they don't know the Jakarta area. They don't know Southeast Asia. They ain't been in a woods, and I mean a jungle-type woods. You got no clue. Some of the highlands in Vietnam are very similar to that. The areas of Cambodia, Laos, places where Vietnam and other things took place and are still going on. The Golden Triangle is a nice little valley in the middle of this. Well, actually, a string of valleys where they produce almost all the dope on the planet. These are the borderlines, and believe me, if you don't, if you can't handle the woods, and I'm talking about poisonous snakes all over the place, frogs that if they get on your skin, you're a dead man in 10 minutes, and all this other happy stuff, bugs big enough that they can run off with your dinner plate, you ain't going to handle the jungle very well. I stayed over there for about a year and learned quite a bit. Anyway, the fun began, from what I'm getting, when they forced Neil to go running up in the woods. Now, you got to remember here that the woods, as I described it, is pretty much what it is. When you get into the deep woods in that area, in the thick, it's so thick that you can't hardly move. This is why things slither, and this is why things take low profile and walk on all fours in those areas. That's the only way you can go through there if you're in a hurry. If you're not in a hurry and you don't mind making about, say 10 feet an hour, you can just, you know, have fun with it. Now, I'm going to reiterate some conversation I had with Neil today, and I want you guys to pay attention to it. Go get him, Drake. He wants me to stick it in and break it off, and I intend to, and there's some extra stuff coming into this. They are running downhill now, and they had caught, at that point, 10 of them, and they were singing, and they're pointing at a certain family. Thanks to the family and the Pentagon White Hats, it is about the Black Book and their desperation. And Neil's cussing hurt my fucking leg. Not sure about it being safe to talk to him, but I understand we do this with the equipment they attach to the computer. No one can track anything, and there is some things going on that people don't understand. Not take a chance on seeing it. I will not take a chance seeing they are all running the wrong way for them right away for us. In other words, they're going. They instead of attacking, they're hitting their heels. They're trying to get away. Watched them for more than 2 days in the hills trying to find me. When all along I had 30 professionals with me and a perimeter of 1 mile more or less. Got tired of listening to military talk. Anyway, I'm safe. Once they clear out and we have people watching them as they climb down, I will mosey on down with others and get a good night's sleep, which he has supposedly done. He got a little bit of sleep. Now he's going to get a restful one. It's been one hell of a ride. This is Neil. Talk about excitement. This was it. No one closed an eye other than in platoons. And that means that you take a cat nap and you trade off on that. Traps and everything in store for them. That means that the area has been booby-trapped. It was great watching them returning to their scared leader with tails between their legs. In other words, turn the table and play my game my way. Anyway, let's see what tomorrow brings. I'm wiped out. Doing my best to keep you guys informed so you can share news. Lots of snakes up here, and bears and deer. And then we have those other kind of monsters, them two-legged little mothers. Ha! Later. And forget about this. We chased them out. Now just wait unless they return with a vengeance. Apparently they have been harassing my family and so on. But that's another story. And he says, ciao, good night, you know, and all that. Now, I have not gotten into things as in-depth as I would have liked to at the request of Neil and a few other people in order to make sure that certain things came about in the correct order. This is a part of the correct order of things. Why, Neil, What's he doing that's so terrible? It is called validation. Now, you can validate something through proof. Several people get the same thing from different connections they have and validate it as, yeah, I overheard the conversation. They was talking about it, and they said part of what's in that paper, and, yeah, that's correct. That's one. Another one is you can get a hold of the documentation yourself, be that a memo, email, whatever. And that pretty much, you know, according to whom sent whom to what, you can validate what's going on. Third thing is actions. Now, why? And this is it. That's it. Three-letter, four-legged question again. Why would these people be after Neil if he's not what he says? That's first. This validates what he's doing and him, what he's up to. Now, for those who don't know, he's put his complete fortune, as well as portions of other people's money into this to an extent to try to get it done. And there ain't no problem with any of that I know. But why would he be after Neil? He's not what he says. How does that work? I mean, is he really irrelevant, like I was told, that he's old news and don't pay no attention? Well, found out several things. And one of those is who sent him. And hello, Mr. Bush, ex-president. And you guys thought Obama was bad. Well, Obama's just a puppet. Bush is pulling Obama's strings. And why are Bush's bad guys chasing around in the jungle if Neil don't eat squat? Why is it that the Trans-Pacific Partnership is sinking? What is the real deal here? What is the basic problem? Well, in order to get into that, you got to understand some things. There are three or four levels to this, but the main layers are simple. There's like basically three of them. Everybody can look online and see what is going on in terms of finance. There we go. The fun and games has started, from what I can tell, about 20, 25 years ago. Supposedly the people that I've talked to have experience in this area, and yet they don't know much about it. Now, there's also been allusion to the fact that there are supposedly a lot of, quote, books out there. Now, here's how this works. You got one level. Now, most obvious public one is the one where you can look at the stock market and see things going up, down, sideways, or whatever. You can see prices of metals. They put all that stuff up so that you got an idea, at least they want you to think you do, of what is going on. Okay. Anybody that has studied the COMEX knows that they're under investigation for fraud. What's fraud in the COMEX? COMEX reports metal prices. Fraudulent? Yeah. How is that? Well, they can't deliver the gold. So somebody with a contract for delivery says, well, now what? And the person at the COMEX says, would you like cash for that in exchange? And they say, okay. That delivery of however much it was goes against the gold price. So the actual price of the gold right now should be in the $35,000 to $4,000 area. It should be. And that's according to our finances here on the planet as to the valuation that we give arbitrarily give things. Everybody honors the dollar, and it ain't worth squat. Ain't even an American dollar. So you got that level. Number two, you have what's called international interstate exchanges. This is where you got monies going back and forth, gold moving around, finance ministers talking to people and all this other happy stuff. Now, as everybody knows, corruption, ooh, that's a nice one, That's when you're when you go to make a sandwich and the bread's moldy. That's corruption. The corruption in this market is the third set. This goes to what is called the black screens. Now, I put some of this out before. People didn't pay real close attention to it. Black screens are where they can do any damn thing they want, period. Anything. Don't matter who, don't matter how, don't matter why, just they do what they want, period. Now, you remember there was an extraordinary financial faltering. All the banks all of a sudden were going broke for no good reason. Well, they forgot to mention the fact that they didn't give you the reason. Back in 06, 07, 08, there was a serious problem. During a day, in the afternoon, between 1:30 and 1:45, give or take, is when it started. The use of the black screen is where you don't want somebody to be able to follow what you're doing, or you want to do something rapidly. It's all the highest electronics, and you've heard about the rapid trade where they get the smell of something and they can act on the odor before before the turd hits the ground and splatters. They already have made the trades. This keeps the poor little guy like you and me out of the market. Okay, even the big guys can't keep up with that because they don't have supercomputers. Very simple. You got to remember this. The advantage in technology is only a small part. True power comes from information. Rothschild proved that to England. And the wars, if you look at it, both sides financed by the same bank, that's a win-win. Then you turn around and tell the people they got to pay for something that somebody else did. Now, we're having a lot of that. We had an explosion today by the EPA in terms of regulation. They come out with a pile of stinkers that you won't believe. Now, I haven't got the list quite yet, but I'm sure somebody in our audience could probably come up with that, post on Facebook or send it to us, and we'll get it, and we'll run it through the blog. Now, EPA is regulatory, period. That's it. They think that they can regulate everything back into the Stone Age. That's part of what Obamacare does. That's where the carbon tax comes in. They want to take you to a point where you don't have food stamps, you're screwed. They want to take you to a point where you do what they say, period. Now, that comes to being sent home. After you're home and you've tried to explain to everybody that they ain't going to be able to eat anymore, the mercenaries show up and wipe you out. Yeah, this is what they're up to. Now, they've been trying, Netanyahu and a few of these other turkeys, been trying desperately to start World War III, and it ain't worked. The good guys have a certain amount of honor, respectability towards human life. That's why South Carolina didn't go up in an atomic cloud. Exactly. Somebody had the honor and the courage to take care of the problem before it became something where people were incinerated over nothing. Now, here we go. This is only a part of what's going on. Now, I named George Bush, and I hope he's listening. If he ain't, he's stupider than I thought. He probably has some turkey listening that may or may not be able to present the information correctly. Here's what the crux of it is. The crux of it is this. You've noticed, and if you haven't, you ain't been paying attention to nothing. You got to watch some of these news channels, even if it turns your stomach a bit, or you get to giggle so bad you can't hear what they're saying. Doesn't matter. You got to try to listen anyway. And the reason you do is because what's going on is that there are serious problems. Now, when I say serious, I'm talking about things that are very fundamental. You don't got water and food, you got a problem. That's a serious problem. Water and food is a serious problem if you ain't got it. The third part of that is if you do have it, you're going to have some means to protect it. Now, any operation, don't matter what it is, after you got those three, includes personnel. And I guarantee you, and I know I've had offers, the mercenaries ain't cheap, like it or not. Private armies, like what Bush tried to send over to the over into the woods. We're going to root out Neil Keenan and do our thing. Yeah, well, what they're after is a thing called the Black Book, which Neil has. Now, there's been rumors of varying copies, and, oh, they're all over the place, they don't mean nothing. Well, why in the hell would the Kabbalist, George Bush, send a small army after Neil Keenan in the woods, in Jakarta, in that area, over in the... you don't run around those woods for the fun of it, believe me. It don't matter how good you think you are. You get there, you'll find out how bad you really are. You find out how inept you can be when you're taken out of your familiar territory and dropped into an area that is totally different. Believe me, the rules change. Big ones eat little ones. That's first. Number two, everything over there would like to take a bite out of you. Whether you smell like the woods or not, you are a cupcake in comparison to biting another lizard or eating another snake or even some of the fruit. Now, some of the fruit over there I've had, and it is delicious. Here's the deal. They don't have the Black Book. The Black Book contains codes. Codes are accesses to the black screen system. And without those codes, they cannot function. Now, I'm going to go back again a little bit. They're broke. What do you do when you're broke? Well, you either make some kind of an arrangement where you borrow a few bucks off the boss to get to and from, maybe eat lunch or whatever. However that works, off some friends maybe, and you pay them back, and everything's cool, and you continue your little routine. Well, in this case, several things have taken place. One of the transpires was the incident of sending all of the liquidity out. Now, by that I mean the United States of America liquidity. It's gone, pretty much. There is some operational capital, but not very much. It's really minimal. This is why they're trying to float Obamacare real bad, so they can get control of the populace. Don't fool with that website. Do not sign up for that. It is unconstitutional. It is illegal, and it's amoral. Now, I don't usually get into that, but it is. I don't care who don't like that, and I hope some people don't. That law will have to be repealed. It can't be fixed. It's too screwed up. Its complexity is such that it weighs over 50 pounds. Does that tell you how much paperwork there is? I mean, good Lord, I saw one. one of the people I voted for in Florida when I was living down there brought one out. Here's a health care law. You wouldn't believe it, and that's the rough draft. They're going to add pages to it. That thing was, 4 foot tall. So they're broke. So the only alternative is to be able to access accounts that they do not have any legality or moral responsibility or access by permission of any kind. They want to just go out and thieve everybody. People have heard of the City of London. They've heard of the Vatican Bank. They've heard of others. These situations I'm describing allows them to put their hand in their cookie jar and get away with it. That's how insidious the back door black screens are. They can do anything they feel like they want to. During that 06, 07, and 08 problem we had, suddenly all these banks went, "Oh, my God, help. We're going down. The ship's sinking." That was a real cry. They were actually going down. Question is why? Well, some dude at Stockwatch that liked to eat his lunch at the keyboard and watch the screens caught it. He put an automatic stop on it. They transferred several trillion dollars out of this country suddenly. Now, that's why there was such a, quote, a financial crisis. You heard that. Well, never let a good crisis go to waste. Well, I've dealt with Mr. Keenan for quite a while. I got great respect for the man. I like him as well, and he's a whole lot of fun. In case people ain't noticed that, listen to a couple of his videos. He's got some jokes in there. unless it's really serious. The crux of it is this. They can't get to the black book because Neil's the only one who knows where it's at. Now, I ain't going to say that he's got it with him. I ain't going to say where it is. I'm not saying where Neil's at. I'm not compromising nobody for any reason whatsoever, no matter what. That ain't happening. Except Mr. Bush, I think you need to be compromised into a FEMA camp immediately. I hope the good guys get over there soon. I'm not going to pull punches anymore. Bush's bad guys are the ones that are chasing Neil around in the woods. The financial end of George Bush, known as the bag man George Soros, he's the one that went to Russia and screwed around with finances over there and was in a position to actually take Russia down financially. Now, I want you to think about that. Taking a country down, that ain't small change. He got caught on to. Somebody says, hey, whoa, look what this dude's doing. Well, so far, he has not been absconded with. Everybody looks at this. Putin put out a worldwide arrest warrant, and the guy still runs around loose. Where does he run around? Mostly here in the States. How does he get away with that if there has been an issue of an international arrest warrant? Well, these international courts don't have an enforcement arm. That's the only thing stopping them from cleaning things up. That's part of where we come into citizens' grand juries, support of your militias, and I heard the militias' underwear shrinks a couple of sizes every time I say militias. Well, I'm saying it. Militia, 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 and I hope somebody don't like it. You got a problem with your underwear, go to Kmart and get one a couple sizes too big and wear them. I don't care about people's toes no more. Tough. You don't like it? Grit your teeth and endure. That's the battlefield philosophy of get her done no matter what. That's where you don't leave nobody behind no matter how intense the fire is. No matter how intense the bullets are whizzing, you go out there and you get your buddy anyway, dead or alive. You drag him back and you take him with you. Everybody goes home. You've heard that saying, death before dishonor. Well, I'm going to ask this again. Why are Bush's bad guys chasing around in the jungle after Neil if he is irrelevant, if he don't mean nothing, if he is passe, old news? Why? Because they're broke. Why? He has access to the black book, the real one. Not these copies, not the fun and games, not the made-up ones you see on the Internet, the real one. Now, I posted it. It's on the website in there. Yeah, uh-huh. This is how much I am trusted by certain people in certain situations and conditions that other people don't understand. This is why, partially, that I am trusted with information. I don't out anybody, and I control the information I out. Now, Neil said, go get them. That means we now have permission to start outing the information that nobody else has got. And there's a lot of people out there, oh, yeah, we do. Yeah, well, I've listened to people say this and say that, and it can't happen. Yeah, right. Well, why is it that, 6 weeks later it did? Why is it that it was warned that people were going to start losing their money because the government had to have money, and they were just going to take it? I talked about that well over a year ago. And all of a sudden, Greece starts happening badly. What are they doing over there? Well, they're having riots right now. Why are they having riots? Well, they already cut their pay 20-30%, give or take, in some cases more. They wanted to do it again. Now, I want everybody to think about this real close. No matter what it is you got, whether it's a disability, whether it's this, that, or the other thing, you're working someplace or whatever, can anybody out there survive on one-third of what they're supposed to be having? I don't think so. That's what they're talking about doing to Greece. Then they come along and said, well, we got to experiment somewhere and see what happens. Either the world population will wipe us out or we'll get away with it. It's called Cyprus. They come in there and they took. Right? Yeah, and supposedly there's a limit on only people above 100,000 euro or whatever and all this other. Guess what? Can you hear this? They're knocking on the door again, dog. Get your shotgun. They're coming after another 30% or give or take. And this ain't just the big guys. This is everybody. Now, We got the carbon tax, I mentioned that, and we got the Cyprus effect, I mentioned that. We got the fact that the cabal is broke and in serious financial straits. They're not going to be able to meet payroll come next week. That's how broke they are. Think about it. The bad guys got a serious problem. I intend to be one of their problems. This is why when I go take a dump, I got a gun with me. This is why when I'm in the shower, I got a gun in a baggie. You want to come in and do something nasty to me while I'm naked? Go for it. I guarantee you I can shoot one of your eyes out before you can shoot me. These people want to play. Hardball is now happening. Now, the bad guys running around over in the woods chasing Neil around put a whole load of choppers in the air. Well, somehow or another, nobody really knows how this happened or who is doing it, and I ain't going to say. All of a sudden, a couple of them birds got popped. All of a sudden, their electronics went out like they got hit with an EMP. Everybody knows what an electromagnetic projection is, pulse type. That wipes out electronics, especially if they're turned on. If you turn everything off, maybe not. It depends on the proximity and how strong the wave is. Well, an atomic blast, if it's directed overhead at approximately 3 miles above a given city, will wipe out everything, whether it's turned off or not. Now, think about it. Nothing electronic works. What are you going to do? And that includes your power stations, everything electronic. You're going to be up the creek with no paddle, and you might be waiting with no boat. So our situation is simple. These people decided they were going to go over and do the nasty to Neil. He got away from it. Well, then you got these choppers in the air. Couldn't figure out where they was all coming from. There was also some bunkers over there built by the bad guys that all of a sudden got skunked. Oh, they had operational rooms, a couple of them. They had one that had some kind of wild boar crazy thing got in there, and I guess everybody decided to leave and shut the door behind them. And then they had another one. There's a, it averages between 35 and 45 pound skunk. Now, you're used to probably these little ones. Now, city bred skunks is bitty. They're around the size of a squirrel. Country skunks is probably, well, 1.5 times the squirrel at least. Sometimes more like 2. The ones in the deep woods are 3 to 5 pound. They're healthy. You want to stay, they can squirt 20, 30 feet on average, okay? And if you ain't been skunked, you have no idea. Now, these big ones, 30 to 50 feet, now I'm talking liquid spray. Now, when you get that on you or on something, the smell stays. It's permanent. If it gets on the paint on your car, you got to repaint the car to get rid of it, and sometimes that don't work either. You burn your clothes. You take 25 baths in tomato juice, among other things, trying to get that smell out. Yeah, I've been skunked. I know what it's like. My favorite pair of boots were just too nasty. I couldn't bring myself to bring them in the house anymore, and it really broke my heart, but they got a decent burial out in the yard. I didn't know that skunks, not all skunks had a stripe. I found out that there are brown ones that don't have a stripe at all. Act like a little kitty cat. You can actually pet them. And I did until the odor hit me. Now, I had a bad case of nose clog called the flu. That's that early summertime flu that just messes up your whole summer because it just don't go away. And I couldn't smell squat. I found out. I was very I moved out in the garage. We had a separate garage, and I stayed out there for a while until the smell kind of calmed down, and then I was allowed back in the house. The thing about this is these people are dead and stinking. They are so desperate. And I'm talking about next week running out of money for them, for their black ops and BS operations and things that they're not supposed to do to people, but they're doing them anyway, where they just love us to death, those kind of things. They run out of payroll this coming week. That's how close it is. This is why they're so desperate. They were actually, you know, 40 guys tried to grab them at the airport and missed, thanks to a little help from my friends. And then tried to get him in the woods. Nope. Neil knows how to truck with pain, just like I do. And so, you know, hey, we got to do a little climbing, a little humping, and we go for it. And he's in a safe place. Now, you got his personal security detail. You got approximately 40, give or take, fully trained, fully ready operatives. Now, then, to go along with that, the people of Indonesia love Neil. And the people of Indonesia are protecting Neil. Now, I want everybody to think about this. A whole population protecting one man. He's about as safe as a bug in a rug and just snuggled up, and he ought to be just fine. And from what the conversation I had with him, he's not just fine, but he's got some intent and purpose behind him. Because when they started all this happy whatever, they had been told not to do this. They had been forewarned, don't do this. You won't like the results. Okay? When things calm down in the woods, and Neil comes down out of the highlands in a certain place where I know where he's at, it was inferred to me that he's coming down with both guns blazing. This means he's going to stick it up somebody's whatevers and break it off in there. He has had enough of the games. He ain't going to play no more. I am going to do my best to assist him in any way possible. He knows this. And he knows that a lot of people think of other people don't matter. A lot of people think Neil and his efforts are righteous. And believe me, they are. His actions and what his intent and purpose in doing what he's doing is to help us set this planet, not just the United States, but this planet free. Because if the cabal goes down, that means they can't hire the thug to come get you or mess with you or cause you problems financially because they can't bribe, don't got the money to bribe the banker. They ain't got the money to pay the guy that's going to come over and break your head or flatten your tire. You know, they ain't got it. What do you do at that point? Some certain things suck canal water at that point. Trans-Pacific Partnership is Kabbalist, exactly. International Kabbalist, but the cabal anyway. Well, the reason they haven't pulled that off yet ain't the fun and games with agreements. Agreements have been made. The only problem is they ain't got nothing to initiate it with, no funds. This is where the black book becomes, oh, we got to have funds. Oh, where can we get some? Well, let me call my buddy and I'll find out. Oh, you mean he's got this stuff and he's wandering around over loose? Yeah. Well, go get him. And Bush's handler, yeah, Mr. Bush, I know about your handler. Mr. Bush's puppet master says, you send some guys over and get it. What's the matter with you? You ain't done that yet? You got to get, you know, come on now. Put the beer down, get up off the couch, and make a phone call. And this is basically what's been transpiring. A whole bunch of stuff has been going on. All of this, I've been privileged to. I knew about it. Couldn't say nothing. Why? Because of the countermeasures involved. Now, I've only led you up to a certain point here, and you're going to have to dangle until such time as things come out more in the open. That's going to be pretty soon. But in the meantime, what you got to put together is this. Community organizations, get together with your neighbors, talk it over with them. Tell them that, you know, we know there's problems, and we want to try to be able to rely on each other if the problem's getting nasty. Number two, militias, get in touch. There's ways to find out who's who and all this other happy stuff. You can get in touch. It just takes some time, and it's best to be well-known. It's best to be a resident of the area in which the militia is. That helps a whole bunch. Some people don't feel like they can trust me, and that's fine. I don't care. If somebody needs somebody in the foxhole who will put something, stick something in the enemy, I'll volunteer and I'll bring my own ammo. I ain't bashful about that a bit. If anybody thinks I hesitate pulling the trigger, I don't. I learned about that in Vietnam. you hesitate, you're done. And I'm still here, so they didn't make me done, and so consequently I'm bumping along. And to date, we're probably going to have some questions, I would imagine, by now. And I'm sure Tom's got some music revved up, ready to go. But
yes,
I want everybody to think about this information. You got the better part of a full hour of fairly heavy information. go to the website, Commerce Trumps Security. That's the name of the article. It's by the Weekly Standard. It was published in the Weekly Standard. It's written by a guy who's got dozens of years of experience in high-level intel, and he exposes a whole load of it. Now, think about a foreign country believing that they have the right on a legal basis to share in any technology we have to include our defense systems when they are supposedly our enemies. Ooh, this gets fun, doesn't it? Think about it. Read that article. See what you think. I mean, it's all there, and he's not playing games. He's pulling punches, just like I'm not pulling any anymore either. Tom, are you ready to do it to it?
Yes, I am. Yeah, thanks for that, Drake. A very interesting first hour. And we have two songs, and we'll be back in about 8 or 9 minutes. Bye for now.
I need someone. was born. The nurses all gathered round, and they gazed in wide wonder at the joy they had found. The head nurse spoke up, said, "Leave this one alone." She could tell right away that I was bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad. Bad to the bone. I broke a thousand hearts before I met you. I'll break a thousand more, baby, before I am through. I wanna be yours, pretty baby, yours and yours alone. I'm here to tell you, honey, that I'm bad to the bone. Woman beg, and I make a good woman steal. I make an old woman blush, and I make a young girl squeal. I wanna be yours, pretty baby, yours and yours alone. I'm here to tell you, honey, that I'm bad to the bone. Bad. 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 Bad to the bone.
Welcome back to the second hour of Cosmic Voice with Drake, and we'll bring Drake back when he's ready. Are you ready, Drake?
I'm always almost ready.
Drake, can you just clarify something? When you're talking in the first hour, what are you talking about, elderly Bush or idiot Bush, the younger one, or both?
There's not much different. One's got more operable brains than the other one, and the younger has basically been taking over operations. They both profit and all that. So, you know, it's a situation where they are the one of the Kabbalist bankers, put it that way. There's three families involved. Bush is one, Rockefeller is another, and Rothschilds is the third, just so everybody will know.
Right.
As I said, I'm going to name names. I'm not going to back off or play games no more. A lot of people don't get it, but this tonight was just an introduction. You're going to get a little more information probably on your questions from now on in respect to high-level secret operations, intel and crap that I've been wanting to talk about but have not been able to until now. So, you know, the NSA, CIA, they've been fumbling primarily on a straight contract basis on an individual rogue agent type of operation in concerns with this and other things. However, I did get a nice one today. It has come to the point where the FBI wants their reputation back. And I know, Federal Bureau of Intimidation and all this other happy whatever, but they want their reputation back. There's only one way to do that. And according to, well, it's all over the news, they're going to start talking about a little problem known as Benghazi. Now, these things have not come forward before in terms of what's getting ready to happen. There's apt to be several heads roll, and they ain't going to be little ones, and they're not going to be something that can be ignored by the mainstream media or anybody else. You will see some people removed, put it that way. Okay?
Good. Are you ready for questions?
Of course.
Drake, you referred to a collapse happening by this week. Is there an update on that?
Yeah. It's a possibility that the fun and games as described won't take place in the manner in which they were described, meaning that it's good probability that the bad guys no longer have the capability to do their operations, play games with things. This is why the Black Book is so important in terms of making them righteous again. It'd give them the funding necessary to continue what they're doing. That's one of the reasons they can't have it. The other reason is that it don't belong to them anyway. It belongs to the people. So consequently, we got Neil in the woods playing tag with the bad guys. Okay?
Yeah. Do you know if the government charters and bank charters have been legally cancelled? Are they illegally in operation?
If a... an agreement expires, and that agreement is taken on secret vote to continue as long as things continue, then it would be a legal operation. From what I understand, that's what is taking place. You'll hear from organizations that don't exist that everybody's been taken out, they're all done. Well, if you don't even exist, how are you going to do anything? That's first. Secondly, these people have been outed for what they are. Basically, the paperwork they got is stuff that they thieved from the originator. And, yes, I have talked to that person. They changed the wording in that process of changing the wording to be what they think is a little more clear or include things that don't have anything to do with anything. They screwed it up. Their paperwork's invalid, meaning that if you use that sort of paperwork, and that includes notifications on 9 yards, be very careful. Compare it with original adjudications and legal parameters. Make sure that there are no added commas, ands, buts, ifs, or whatevers. If you don't, they can, and may come back after you at one point or another. You got to remember this. Don't take any action as an individual without a group of individuals taking the same action. This is where citizens' grand juries come in. This is a legally recognized group of individuals, citizens, regular people, you and me, who can take direct legal action against the problems we've been up against, primarily the corruption, et cetera. So as this movement grows with the citizens' grand juries, and I recommend everybody and their mother-in-law get involved, talk somebody into it who's into being a legalist, et cetera. Find the people, scratch the surface, do whatever you got to do. Get them up and running fast as we can. We need it now. This is going to be a part of the directive to the Confederation Agreement between the states that's going to reform this country. That's how important this is. So if you want to have a say or some kind of action within doing that, get busy. Next.
Since all those in the military and law enforcement agencies have taken the oath to serve and protect the Constitution of the United States, doesn't that give them the right to go in and start arresting all those criminals in our government and banks? Who are they actually waiting for to give them permission to start arresting the criminals?
Okay, I've beat around the bush on this. What they're waiting on is for Neil to do his thing. You've seen the desperation. They wouldn't be chasing him around in the jungle for the fun of it, believe me. So, consequently, if within the next few days they don't get a hold of that book, they're screwed. The financial, the third leg of the three-legged financial stool collapses. And believe me, a two-legged stool don't stand up very well. Consequently, then they would be totally without the power to resist in any manner whatsoever. How are you going to hire a lawyer if you ain't got nothing to hire him with? How are you going to protect yourself if you can't hire thugs to be around you? It's real simple. It's not complicated. And that's what the basis of what Neil's doing in part. Next.
Supposedly around March 2013, all the people's debts have been forgiven and also liens filed against all 12 Federal Reserve banks. And we shouldn't have to pay taxes. Drake, do you know if any of this is true?
I've got a feeling
this is all PPT, to be quite honest. Possible.
That's a defunct organization, never existed in the first place. These are the thieves I was talking about. Now, getting around that part of the BS, and that's a stinker, it's very simple. These people can operate so long as they are allowed to operate. And the people who have been waiting are waiting for the finance to be removed so that that portion of the power is gone. The second part of this is to take place. In other words, there for a while, people were iffy about it. Now they're getting to a point where things are beyond going back. The point of no return has been made. And so I'm hoping within the next, few days, few weeks, whatever it takes, that it hits the fan. Now, I'm going to reiterate what Neil told me. When he comes down out of the woods, out of the mountains, he's coming down with both guns blazing. This means he's going to start frying people. This means that they are going to have to deal with thousands of trillions of dollars that stand opposed to their existence. There's a great majority of nations, and the unaligned nations has been mentioned, who fully agree with what Neil's up to and will support him in any way, shape, or form. Most of the people dealing with Neil like him. And he is a like or hate sort of individual. Now, if he grabs you by the throat, you probably have a hate problem. Most of the time, he don't have to do that, but every once in a while, somebody needs to have their neck stretched like a long rubber band in order to get a point across. There are certain things that you should not do. One of the things, and this is a big one, is that the house of cards that's been built financially here in the States can be taken down within a matter of hours. Most people are not familiar with that legal standpoint. If somebody decided to take it down, it can be done in a matter of minutes. If they had the codes from the Black Book, which Neil has and they can't get to, in order to operate things the way they want to. Oops. So they are basically desperate. Now, you're going to see a lot of squirrely things come out of this. There's rumors of new 911 scenarios taking place in various cities. Forget it. That ain't going to happen. So, you know, everybody's going to have to be patient just a little bit longer. It's beginning, and this is the first step. This is the introduction. It's going to get more fun as it goes along. Next.
Drake, what do you think about the idea of having business cards and flyers that explains the citizens' grand what the Citizens Grand Jury is all about, and having the National Liberty Alliance website on it, and how it's part of the fourth branch of government, and how it's a civic responsibility for all Americans to sign up and register?
Well, that's all well and good, but first people have to understand that they can be free. That is a big one to get across, and what they get out of the deal. The idea of NACERA being implemented, and Clinton signed it into law, so it's there. Consequently, no, we shouldn't have to be paying any taxes, et cetera, and all that. Debts should be forgiven, et cetera. The ideology, I mean, you know, if you think about it, and you can really make it real. Now, that's the problem. The reality has been divorced, and by that I mean you get people saying, well, they can't legally do that anymore, and they continue to do it anyway. What's up with that? How does that work? I thought they had to quit that. Well, if they honored anything other than their own pockets, these things would have been already taken place. Seeing as how they don't, seeing as how the records of NACERA were sealed, seeing as how there was a gag order placed on people not to talk about it, this sort of puts it out of the public realm. In other words, if you don't know about it, you can't do nothing for it. If you don't know that you don't have to have anything other than the constitutional right of free travel, you buy license plates and driver's licenses and all this other happy stuff that are not a requirement for the average citizen. So, you know, it goes on and on and on. And that's kind of a textbook relationship that should not be, but it's there. The ideology is sound. It is legally proven. Yet there has been a problem in terms of enforcement. That's where the crux of the real serious problem has been, enforcement. Now that the Supreme Court has issued their ruling that the citizens' grand juries are a true, real, bona fide, sanctioned, validated legal entity. They also added an opinion that the people who normally enforce other courts' issuances also have to enforce the citizens' grand juries. So, you know, if the local sheriff don't want to sit in his own jail, then it might be a good idea for him to comply with serving of indictments and things of this nature, or maybe arresting somebody, etc. Goes from there. Next.
If the USA goes to DEFCON 5, there is a security protocol which changes all data, financial and otherwise, to backup computers. How does this affect us as a populace?
It won't affect us as far as what everybody is concerned about in terms of fear porn. It would be more of an administrative effect rather than something realistic. In other words, the banks very probably, and I would almost guarantee, but not quite, most of them should be open anyway and not paying too much attention to things that have changed at a higher level. And that's basically the way that works, and it's very basic, okay?
Okay. Question for Drake. Another great roots movement, whether they have a website or not, is the Tea Party Patriots. Now everyone knows how much the Tea Party hates Obama and Obamacare. I think reaching out to sign them up as citizens grand jurors would be a great thing. What do you think, Drake?
That sounds like a great idea. Why don't you do that? Why don't you get in touch with them? Ask the people in charge, you know, how they feel about being able to take a legal stance that they've not had the capability of doing before that. See what they feel about being able to take hold of freedom and not have to let go of it. Next.
Was the planned blackout EMP blocked by the good guys in the military?
Well, we're not done with today yet. And you ain't got to worry about the electromagnetic pulses taking everything out. That's not, that was never part of this. They wanted to try that, and they had a problem. The missiles have a tendency to disappear when they shoot them off, and they're not sure exactly how to what to do about that. So I leave that alone and let them try to figure it out. The idea of turning off the grid might go very selectively, where they pick a few small places to test it and see how what emergency response comes out with. I think that was the idea of the test in its original form anyway, which is not a bad thing in some respects. I think it could be done differently, but they want to do it this way, and so far they're still in charge. When that changes, then all these exercises and practice runs and training operations and whatnot will cease. Next.
Drake, will we go into a communalism system when the changes occur? And can you explain it, please?
Well, most people don't understand the difference between communism and socialism and communal society. Communal society is where everybody pulls together. Now, that does not mean that you don't each and every last family or individual have their own little thing to do, whatever that may be. It could be leatherworking. It could be a business. It could be running crops, et cetera. But the community as a whole does share what they produce in some aspect. That could be goods. That could be money. That could be time of service. There's a lot that goes into that. But basically what you get is a small community or a group of people in an area who live independently of others' influence, meaning that it basically goes to an anarchal or anarchy system. This does not mean violence. It does not mean riots. Anarchy means a lack of governance. In this case, it would not be needed. Each individual group would make their decisions according to common law, which will be the law of the land, as to effect, impact, and what people should do. Primarily, it goes to conscience. What's the right thing to do? That's basically where it comes from. In terms of helping other people, I don't know of any greater satisfaction than helping somebody who needs the help. I really don't. And I have been in a position to actually experience that, and wow, what a feeling that is, to know that you have had a profound effect on somebody's life and it didn't cost you nothing, and you got the eternal gratitude of that individual. Oh, man, you don't get no sweeter than that. That is the agapeo, unconditional love that should be expressed between individuals, irrespective as to whether you know each other or not. You always do the right thing with them. Well, they always do the right thing with you. Some, it takes a little learning in order to get to the correct point of being able to do this on a regular basis. But the opportunity arises, do it. You won't know any greater satisfaction than that. Next.
Right. Hang on. Keep getting calls. Drake, has the original plan fallen through? It seemed at one time that it wasn't just the military, but a few other groups hacking at the roots. I've had a hard time believing that we can pull them down with legal means. What do you think?
Well, everybody gets lost in the legal means. And the problem with the legal means is that in the case of using citizens' grand juries, you're stepping outside of the normal mainstream legal system. You have stepped outside of. You are no longer subject to a broken system. That makes all the difference in the world. In other words, people with common sense who can exercise it and then have someone draft it into a legal format is a citizen's grand jury, or could be. And this is why I extol it. This is why I preach it. This is why I suggest it. This is something that cannot be ignored because it operates on the high even above the federal system. It operates outside of all present legal systems, and that is the advantage that the people, citizens' grand jury, have when the people get involved with it. In other words, it's not the normal go to court kind of thing. There's a court, but it's everybody from the dog catcher to the maid to shopkeeper, anybody who wants real true justice will get involved with it. Next.
Right. Drake, what would happen if the TP, the trans trade thing was voted in, the TPP?
Trans-Pacific Partnership?
Yes.
Well, what would happen? What now?
If it was voted in, what would be the impact of the people?
Well, it can't be. That's the problem. It is a separate entity from all the peoples involved in all the countries that are looking to be involved in it. It is a strictly commercial enterprise formulated to put the people and entities involved above the law. Right now, as I said, their boat's sinking. They don't have the funds. That's why they're chasing that black book around. They need that badly, and they're not going to get it. Just that simple. It ain't going to happen. So they're done. And I'm waiting for the official word that they're done. I'm waiting on things to bust loose, pop, put a handle on it. Next.
Drake, have you thought about doing another interview with David Wilcock like you did last year?
That may be coming up. And it was more than a year ago, but David is informed by some of the same people that I deal with, so he gets some of the same intelligence, and there's a lot of things that are going to start coming out of the website and these shows that very probably will garner the interest of a lot of people. I enjoy talking to David because he's a rather nicely concise individual in terms of interviews and presentation. So... if that comes about, it comes about. It may not. I don't know. Next.
Excuse. Drake, would you give us instructions for natural law?
Well, natural law is predicated upon conscience. It's not predicated upon the Bible. A lot of people would like to think it is, but it ain't. The Bible is a representation of conscience. How, in what manner, and by principle only. I'm not talking about the religiosity found biblically or in the Quran or any of that. I'm talking about strict principle, the golden rule, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. You do that, and you realize that your rights end where the other person's nose begins, so you don't punch people out. It just doesn't come up. You understand that if you do not damage a person or their property, you have not committed a crime. This sort of thing... will become more and more ingrained into our society as time goes on. It has to. Now, I'm not talking about our society as limited to this country. I'm talking about the world. We're one big family. World's too small to keep everybody apart. So consequently, you got to get used to rubbing elbows with people that may or may not think, believe, or whatever, the same way everybody else does. So where does that leave you? You have to learn, and each of us has to learn this differently because we are individuals and different. You have to learn how to be able to coexist You have to learn how to be able to maybe even have fun during that coexistence. You have to be able to understand that we are a part of the human race, not just Caucasian, Negroid, Palestinian, or whatever. You got to get away from that. These are parts of things where the genealogical tracings in the Bible are in part correct in terms of their tracing, but incorrect in saying that one tribe is superior to another just because they are who they are. That is the big misconception. That is a part of the wool that's been pulled over everybody's eyes. This is where the white man thought that Indians would make good target practice, things that never should have happened, such as going to Africa and absconding with people. That was wrong. It can't be paid back. There's no way. But it can be rectified by doing one thing and one thing only. This is true of wars and all this other happy stuff that's going on. Make sure, no matter what it takes, that it never happens again. That in and of itself will answer the majority of the problems. Why is it that Israel runs tanks and heavy air force into Palestine? Because Palestine can't defend itself. If they could, and there was a serious resistance, Israel wouldn't do that. If Netanyahu would get over his attitude problems and quit sending them, that wouldn't happen. If the Israeli people realized that they are semi-whites as well, and that is the population of Palestine and the surrounding areas, you wouldn't have a racial division. Next.
Drake, if it's not feasible to have Tanath and Sunfire on the show, could we have another guest, for example, Alex Collier?
I'll entertain that. We've got a whole lot of things going on right now that preclude adding a lot of people to the show or involving more people than we have presently. Believe it or not, both of the ladies are involved in the show in a lot of different ways that they are not fully aware of even. So I deal with them daily, and I couldn't ask for better. I really couldn't. As far as doing an ET show, well, what would happen if they landed in your backyard? You offered a guy a beer or what, you know? would it be considered improper to offer sudden mass introductions? Would that kind of freak people out? Ooh, there's a lot of them. Uh-oh, we might be in trouble. Uh-huh. Suspicion of the unknown, fear of the unknown is the problem. The introductions and outings will take place over a period of time and be done in such a manner that they cannot be refuted. In other words, you'll get to see, quite honestly, the amiability that I've found in just about every ET I've dealt with. Whether they appear human or not has not made a difference in that. However, most people would probably freak out if they saw some kind of funny-looking thing walking around the streets. Now, if they're only slightly funny-looking in terms of what we think is funny-looking, then they probably would be given a pass. This is the object. The more human will be introduced first. As we start venturing into this in more detail, then you'll start being introduced to entities that don't look human at all. Until such time as we are at that point, we first got a whole lot of things to do right here on this planet. And one of the jobs I've been given is to try to help as much as possible with the freeing of the human race and the removal of the problems that we have in terms of the cabal and other evil entities that simply want to rule over us. This is basically what my position is. In that, I'm going to be an ambassador, among other things, between ET and the populace. I intend to try to do talk shows and a few other things sometime in the future. I don't know when that will come about exactly. However, these things are on the menu. They will take place. Maybe a few years. Nobody knows yet. It depends on how well we clean up our own backyard and how well we adjust our attitudes, not just between ourselves, but about somebody that might be really different. And, oh, boy, look at the far-out spaceship that dude's driving, man. I'd like to have a paint job like that on my truck, you know. It's real simple. Next.
Drake, can you shed any light on the anonymous posting about a false flag event set for Friday the 15th, a similar tower event to 9/11 in downtown L.A.? If so, can it be stopped?
I'm going to say that it's fear porn. Just like the false flags that you've seen in these mass killings and things of that nature. It's being attended to, let's put it that way. If there is or was the possibility, it won't be for very long. Okay?
Good. Any news on the energy devices? It's been about a year since we heard about it. Is there any expected release date of the energy devices?
I have had requests for a lot of different things. I am looking at holding back just a bit. We've got some energy devices out already in production that I'm going to be seeing as to how it might be possible to offer those to individuals or areas so that we don't have to worry about transmission lines and things of this nature. But a small community, you know, a small town that you live in or an area, suburban area, can be powered on its own. We'll see in the near future. I've got some people that are supposed to get back to me with several different types of working models. One person actually has figured out portions of what Tesla was working with in terms of his broadcast of energy. So there are some possibilities and probabilities coming up. I'm waiting on those. Now, yeah, I've designed several energy devices. Some people have actually picked up on some of the correct or more correct designs. We'll see how these go, and I'll try to assist in any way I can. Next.
Question for Drake. Given the safety issues, do you think the time has come to break out the white ninjas?
that would more or less be the dragon family. The white ninjas are spec ops people that have formed their own communities, among other things, around the country. And as needs, these people are in service as I am. My oath of service doesn't have an expiration date. When I signed on with that, I signed on for life. And these people understand that. So if needs, and it presents itself in such a manner that that is the answer, then, you're going to see a bunch of ghosts in the woods. You probably won't see them. You'll start seeing results from it. People will be absconded with or taken out as needs, depending on what the situation is. And we'll go from there. Next.
Question. I'm in my late 20s. I live in California and currently have no health coverage. I make a minimum wage and hardly receive full-time hours. What is the best course of action at this time? Sign up for Obamacare or at Covered California or look into Medicaid?
You'd probably be better off with Medicaid. I don't recommend Obamacare, period. It is going to very probably be repealed from what I can see coming so far. The pressures are extraordinary. None of your personal information, if you get on that website, is private. None of it. They got gaping holes in just about every portion of the security system that was supposedly put on there. To go the step further, some of the people that have been investigating
have actually had phone calls from third parties saying, Now, how'd they get that information? How'd they get the phone number? You know, you think about it and you go, really? And, yeah, really. So Medicaid would probably be your best bet. You may not receive full benefits in terms of what everything that Medicaid offers, but you can get pretty much free medical care through that system. This is why I advocated that an adjustment of the presently existing system before Obamacare got in there and messed things up. It would have, I mean, we could have worked things in such a manner that nobody would have been sitting around wondering what to do because their coverage got dropped or they didn't have any. Now, in the meantime, before you actually get the Medicare or Medicaid, you can go to an emergency room and the hospital has to treat you. That's what people have been doing. Next.
Craig, what was in the Monaco Accords, and is it still relevant?
Well, yeah, it's relevant. Neil Keenan pulled that together. That was that's who the Monaco Accords were. He invited varying people in finance, finance ministers, some oligarchs who like doing things the right way, and they sat down and looked everything over and tried to figure out what could be done on not just a national or international basis, but a world basis in order to rectify the problems that exist, which way to go. And several of the decisions have culminated in, well, the grouping of the unaligned nations is one portion of that. So, you know, you can take it from there, okay?
Right. Drake, there was a report updated today, a plot to kill Obama and blow up D.C. subway shocks U.S. allies. Is this true?
Did it happen?
No. Nope.
You're gonna hear a whole bunch of stuff. Like I said, the controlled portions of the of NATO. These are the portions controlled by the cabal. Initiated about year and a half, 2 years ago, the largest disinformation campaign in the planet's history. This means that you're going to have leaks that appear to be fear porn events like the 9/11 in Frisco or wherever. And that's not going to stop until these people no longer have the capability of doing that. That's coming soon, a lot sooner than people thought. So get ready for all of that stuff to start drying up. Next.
On page 6 of my Chase Deed of Trust, it mentions the Garn-Saint-Germain Depository Institutions Act of 1982. What is that? And more importantly, on the last page it says, said note or notes, together with all other indebtedness secured by this deed of trust, have been fully paid. Does that not mean my signature paid the debt out of my Saint-Germain trust or other monies in my trust? How can they foreclose on a paid-in-full debt?
Well, first of all, you don't have a trust. You may have some sort of rights to that or portions of the trust. What you're gonna have is a real hard way to go in terms of proving your standing, meaning that if it shows paid in full by the trust, then the trust gets billed for your mortgage if you're in trouble with it. And I would suggest that you send an open letter to certain places in Europe, and you can look them up on the Internet. I'm not going to do your homework for you, but if you get a hold of certain people, the Saint-Germain Trust is real. And a lot of people don't realize that, but it's not administered in certain ways that people think it is. However, whether they can or are able to, for whatever reasons that I'm not privy to release whatever it takes to cover your problem is questionable. And you got to question the trust, and you also have to present that documentation. Do not turn over your originals. Make copies, certified copies. You can do that through a lawyer. produce certified copies showing that it's paid. That means that the trust is obligated, not you, and they cannot take legal action until there is a settlement through the trust. Next.
Recently, we've had a fire in downtown Marlington, West Virginia, a recent train derailment, and a crude leak in the Gulf area, a level 3 hazmat explosion at a Detroit chemical plant, even though the firefighters were not wearing masks, a natural gas pipeline leaking in Texas, and a typhoon in the Philippines. Are these all natural occurrences or something more sinister?
Some of them are natural and some of them ain't. The storm was not natural. The accidental bursting of the pipeline in Texas, that's an accident. Some of these explosions are a setup in terms of knowing that the situation would lead to that explosion. So there's a variety in that. Validation of each one of those occurrences is probably not possible at this date. So you're going to have to kind of discern the difference. Now, no, we have never had a storm like the one that just went through the Philippines, and we've never had the amount of technologies involved directly focused within a storm as that one. So that's not natural. That was perpetrated. Why? If you bring a people to their knees, anything goes. 9/11 scared the whatever out of enough people. We got the Homeland Security Act. We lost our rights. I want my rights back. I want to have the say that we don't have storms like that again made by people that think they know what they're doing for an agenda that doesn't fit anything. So that's my take. Next.
Drake, chemtrails continue all over in place in Pennsylvania yesterday. No sign of any slowdown. What is the holdup on shutting them down? Every day they dump those chemicals on us, more people get sick. We are all fed up being poisoned.
So am I. We're not having immediate death from it, even though it's detrimental to our health. The situation is one where everything will be taken care of. That being one of the items on a list. And by being taken care of, I do mean attended to, whatever it takes. So this will all cease very soon.
Drake, before you talk about grand juries, why not first build an international police or enforcement wing first?
Because you have to have a legal basis. And the legal basis of the grand juries, there's several of them. One of those is in the process of being formulated. It's an special international court that has greater power than the Hague. And the enforcement will be a combination of Interpol and other groups, FBI. Certain good guys in the alphabet agencies will be involved in it. And what you have to look forward to is almost immediate rectification of the problems we've been facing that we've not been able to attend to so far. Next.
Okay. Where are we? Drake, can you share with us, if possible, are we still receiving help from positive off-planet friends?
Oh, yeah. And that's all I'm going to say. Next.
All right. Drake, it seems like Abel Danger and Karen Hudas have been uncovering some great stuff lately. Do you have any input on their information?
I'm going to let their information validate itself. I'm not going to. I have a little bit of a rule of thumb from my standpoint. I try not to get into other people's business. Some of what people find may or may not be correct. I'm not going to get into correcting it or offering extra information for the simple fact that it's their baby, and I would prefer to let them run with it rather than getting involved in it. I've got enough to fool with on my own, being a one-man band, but these things will start merging, and this is something everybody needs to understand in the Intel radio show communities, that these things will start coming together in terms of a generalized, whoa, that guy did this, and you're saying that the same guy did that. Uh-huh. These are the connections that will start being made, and I would suggest by middle of next week you'll start seeing some of that. Next.
Well, this probably, you probably just answered this. Drake, you said the action is coming sooner than you thought. Can you elaborate on this? Is this what Fulford and David Wilcock are alluding to?
Ah, you're talking about the surprise. Well, the surprise would be multifold. In other words, several layers, like an onion. I think Shrek in his movie covered onions. The interesting part of this is that, like an onion or an artichoke, you can peel the thing all the way down to nothing. When you do that in terms of what we deal with, you're going to be dealing with an individual standing there. That individual may or may not be the one actually calling the shots or having the say in terms of what goes on. They may be a puppet. They may be a stand-in. They may be a shield to take the heat to protect someone. So allowing all these things to come about in their correct order is at best difficult. When you understand projected probabilities, when you understand Cliff High's website where the future can be, to an extent, outed, you also understand that a future event, no matter what it is that somebody's doing, has a lot of variables. The closer you get to the time of that event taking place, no matter what it is, the variables tend to quit varying quite so much and pointing and or focusing into or towards the culmination of whatever the action or situation may be. When you understand how probabilities come about, then you'll understand the statement from chaos, order. Cliff High does an excellent, an absolutely positively excellent job of taking a chaotic, seemingly nonsensical grouping of extraordinary amounts of information and concisely and accurately putting them into something everybody can understand. This is one of the people that I highly respect. There are quite a few others that can deal in these forms of mathematical projection. Which way is a guy most likely to run when he does this, when he catches the ball under these circumstances? And you'll see the individual make split-second decisions, say a receiver on a football field. You'll see this in soccer.
a split-second decision to go a different direction than what the person trying to get the ball away from you thinks you're going is the same kind of variable that you have in situations and happenings. So what you're dealing with is surprise. Well, hopefully the surprise takes place as I understand it's going to. If it does, it'll have minimal impact on our lives other than the basis for some of the things we're familiar with and stuff we use every day will suddenly change. And you're going to go, ooh, that's interesting. Now what? Okay, these things then have to be explained so everybody can understand what's going on. That's where information technology and things like that come in. But the probability and the variables, if you're going out past 30 days, you cannot say with a certainty this is absolutely going to take place. Simply the variations in what takes place, people who can influence and situations that can influence are too great to come up with a true answer. You'll have a parameter. Quantum mechanics expresses this with two vertical lines from a 1 to a 3. Somewhere in between that, well, how wide is that? It could be as small as a molecule or as wide as the universe. That depends on what's going on. These are the things that you consider when you get into the higher mathematical realms. Next.
Right, we're at the top of the second hour, and so we're going to have a couple of songs, and we'll be back in a little while. See you soon.
Thank you.
and welcome back to the final hour this evening with Drake and myself. And are you back, Drake?
Yeah.
Okay. Are you ready, or do you want to say something further?
No, I'm ready. Let's go.
Is the green light dependent upon Neil completing his work, or is there a chance it could come before that?
There may be some things that happen before the actual green light's given. The green light is financial. At the point that we can declare financial freedom, we will do so. Okay?
Yep. Drake, any news on the apostolic letter and how it sets us free?
Well, you got to understand what the predication of the basis of that is and exactly what it does and where the foundations come from, and you'll understand that it's more of the same in a lot of ways. And I won't personally abide by something that is controlling, for one, and I won't be a part of something that takes our freedom. So I cannot go wholeheartedly with it. Okay.
Yes. Drake, I say, if the cabal is now totally broke, why not start by taking over the NSA so now they won't have any way to spy on us Americans and violate our privacy?
Well, that's coming. I'd hold on to my bippy if I was you. Fasten your seatbelt and sit back, kick back, and enjoy. I'm waiting on some things to take place, and they're in process. When they come to a point where I can out them, I will, and they'll deal with exactly what you're talking about. Okay?
Drake, I have got plans for the Hendershot generator. Does it work?
Yeah. Doesn't work the way it probably ought to the extent that it should. I would recommend a tubular tap into the dark energy that's also on the internet, and that would, you'll find, offers a more unlimited supply of power. Okay?
Yes. How is Jean Haynes doing, and is she safe and well?
She should be doing fine, and from everything that I see, the posts I'm getting and everything, she's still busy at work. I hope the best for her. I really do. We don't have much, we don't talk much, but I highly value what she does. So there it is. Next.
Is the international court Drake spoke of the same international court that Alfred Weber wrote about that is trying to be undermined and influenced with new judges?
Not exactly. This is a little bit different. Difference would be that this would supersede the courts that most other people are familiar with. Alfred will be a part, be involved in this to an extent. I don't know how, to what extent. I do know that the setup keeps getting interrupted by varying things, specifically our fan club and people like the Bushes sending people to chase Neil around in the woods, that sort of thing. So until such time as we are set up operationally, we have to wait, and I don't like that at all. We have to wait for a combination of things to take place. Now, this is supposed to work in conjunction with the citizens' grand jury ideology. So you're looking at something that is a bit different than what the constraints are in terms of the international court. They follow things that are not, to me, valid legal standpoints, those things outside common law. So what I see is that when things are put into a position where you do not have a controlling factor, an influential factor, that things are absolutely, as the little statue shows, blind justice with the balances. When things are balanced, straightforward and totally open, then you can look at something and say, that's justice. And until that starts really taking hold and taking place, a lot of places and a lot of ways are going to have to remain patient until we can actually get this thing running. As I said before, there's an extraordinary amount of work that's going to be required of anybody who can have positive and professional input into these kinds of things. So the people that can do that can ask an intelligent question such as the one I'm addressing are people that we would look to have involved. So this is the reason that one of the reasons for this show is to offer the simple objective of true freedom, where the individual is no longer controlled by anything other than their own lives, and that they lead those lives within limitations, and that's where your good conscience comes in, where you treat people reasonably as much as possible according to the way they treat you, etc. And, you know, you apply common law, golden rule, etc. People that have done this and do that are the success stories. Somebody comes from nowhere and becomes somebody simply because they actually accept the difference between an employee and a friend and look at the friend as being more important than the employee relationship. Where we could together accomplish a great deal more than an individual on their own could accomplish. These are the things that have to be looked at and put into place as a manner of living, not just something that, you know, I got a problem and give it to the lawyer. Well, no. This is going to be more of an individual responsibility kind of thing, where you know what you're dealing with, so you make the correct decisions regarding whatever's going on. This is the crux of common law. If you have not damaged an individual or their property, you're not some kind of menace to society of some sort, this puts you into a position where when you have an objection, the first thing that's done is you express that to the individual. If that doesn't do it, then you express it to individuals who do have a say in terms of the legalities involved and can call for that person to show cause. Why are you acting this way or doing this or whatever? What's your reasoning? Then you can reach an equitable agreement between the two parties. Whether one likes it more or less than the other doesn't matter. What matters is making sure that it is a balanced application in terms of the morality consistent with the golden rule, specifically, legally, common law. This is where we are driving towards. It is not a simplistic thing from an explanation given over a show like this. It's something that requires a bit of study on the individual's part. It involves understanding the responsibility of freedom. It involves the application of that responsibility to everyone. In this manner, you're going to have teenagers that will have rights for the first time in their life, if, and this is the big if, they can contain themselves in terms of the uproar that they're going through towards maturity enough to be generally socially, acceptable in terms of their behavior and actions. That's it. Nothing beyond that. Next.
Drake, can you explain about the propagated oneness concept and why it is dangerous? I presume it regards New World Order and attempts to make everyone as the same part of the big machinery, obstructing uniqueness. Can you explain a few aspects in depth as to why it's not advised?
Yeah, it goes to the law of one. And if you read the Law of One, you'll find that there's a lot of controlling factors that are totally unnecessary in terms of its expression. The application in terms of this would be very similar in terms of what each individual is a part of. From a cosmic perspective, and this entails all of creation, you are a part of creation. Mankind, specifically the human race, is a very special race of beings. We have within our capacity the capability of altering creation in terms of manifesting. Now, that is the making real of something out of nothing at all. It's sort of a mind over matter, force of will type of situation with certain limitations. As you understand and start studying creation, then you understand what those limitations may be. Displacing the creator is a no-no. Most people have found that in just about every belief system there is. However, this does not mean that you can't argue with God. There's a couple of stories in the Old Testament about some people that did that. Nah, I don't think so. That ain't right. And if there's just only one righteous person, are you going to destroy it? And he turns around and looks at the guy and says, how come you think I told you to leave? And you better hurry up because I ain't going to wait forever. I mean, yeah, that's sort of a funny or humorous look at it, but very, very true. The limitations of creation go to the ability of the individual involved being adept at what they're trying to achieve. This means that they have to fully and absolutely understand it and all the details, what exactly impacts it has and what it impacts. In what manner can something of this nature be done without any adversity? How do you balance this so that it does not upset the balance of creation itself or upset a small portion of it? These are the things that have to be considered. And to be quite frank, it ain't for everybody. It entails an extraordinary amount of knowledge in application. We call that wisdom. The knowledges involved, you can create your own existential realm or an existence of a realm that is its own thing, just as our solar system or something of that nature would be. However, it is also within the realm of the creation as it originally was put together. So it's like things being adverse to the Constitution being unconstitutional. Those things that would be adverse to the creation are basically set in such a manner that they eventually either fade out, which is very common, or self-destruct, which is a little less common, but happens. So you have to look at the basis of where, what, and to what extent all of it goes. And that, as I said, this is not an easy study for anyone. And people have to understand that those who may have a capability in that area, in other words, they can say, well, I think it ought to be like this, and it eventually comes out that way. That means that that what they did was a creational action that resulted in most cases, an improvement in the balance of the way things were intended from the original creation. So these are the success stories where somebody goes from nothing to something or becomes extraordinarily influential without the intent of even doing so. It's just it's a wonderful place to work. It's like family. It's, you know, I've never been in an environment like that, okay? When we start getting back to those kinds of things, back to the 50s moralities of knowing your place, your limitations of you don't just grab a nice female or male behind just because it's there. You have certain self-imposed limitations, okay? These do not influence the spirit that you have driving you. What it does is it directs that spirituality into a creational form that is societally acceptable, obviously, and may, as I say, either not interfere with or even enhance the balance of creation itself. These are the things people have to understand, and believe me, these are very basics. Okay?
Yes. Drake, in your expected important response to Mr. Keenan's update, can you please tell me why his excellent Irish humour asks you to stop making that noise? He clearly appreciates your work, but what is the noise Neil talks about?
I'll ask him to do a video on that, seeing as how you ask. I think that would be most humorous, and he would probably look at it as a something interesting to do.
A challenge.
Yeah. Oh, my. Everybody, a few people know Neil the way I do. He is an extremely tenacious person. He's extremely well-rounded in his beliefs. Whether they allow for some things or not makes no difference, and he would be the last person to show whether something really, really goes against his grain. He would still offer the diplomacy of simple social interludes that make him so entertaining to be around. So, you know, when you start finding extraordinary people and they're willing to talk to you, to be quite honest, our conversations are hilarious. So
yeah.
Expect some of the fun and games. It's not going to go away. I hope we got other questions.
Yes. I had a good chat with Neil after the show, and I agree. He would be fantastic to have as a close friend, but don't cross him.
Yeah.
That's my impression, Neil. Just don't cross him. As you'll pay for it. Right, Drake, can you tell us about Lady Nada, N-A-D-A, yet? No idea who that is.
I'm going to stay out of that. There's a problem with telling about people. Some of the things that they may propound or seem to be may or may not be correct, may or may not be true. And I've always found it best to make sure that there is no personality conflicts if they can be avoided. And I don't like the idea that I should give my opinion of someone when I don't really know them well enough to offer something realistic. Some of what is done by each of these people out there, including the one in this question, are right on. Absolutely correct. Some of it may or may not be. Depends on the area of expertise in which they reside. You'll find a lot of these gurus propounding this, that, and the other thing don't know. How can I phrase this so it don't it ain't nasty? Don't know up from shinola. Some people have trouble wiping their own behind. Some people, when they're within their area of expertise, are so absolute that you sit there and you could hear a pin drop because of what they're saying and how
correct you know it is, and when you go and you start looking at it and, oh, I got this piece of information, and I'm going to look it up, and you find out, wow, man, they were not kidding at all. It is exactly that. This is a part of the process, evolutionary experience in terms of this show. A lot of people can think about things and not be aware of what has transpired on this show before. Many of the things that are asked are now getting into the details of things that were mentioned up to a year or more ago. And I don't have a problem with continuing to present information. That should be obvious from this show tonight. I don't have a problem with outing supposedly classified or high-level intelligence, so long as it's not harmful to the wrong people, so long as it does not jeopardize somebody. I don't have a problem with bringing just about anybody on the show, so long as their general direction is the same as this show, that the purpose is freedom for everybody, that the purpose of doing these outings is to remove that secrecy that has been, oh man, it's terribly pervasive. It's just everywhere, all over the place. You don't know who's doing what to who. You don't know who all is involved. When you find these things out, they sometimes there's groups. In one case that I looked into recently, there was over 1,500 individuals, each of them with their own little part to play, and you know, their field of expertise was that one little part. Then you have the controlling factors. You got a small group within that 1,500 that actually give the say-so, we need to do this, we need to do that, et cetera, take this action, that sort of thing. And then you have, above that, another small group, even smaller. And eventually you get to the basis of the cabal, known as the Five. You want to know who that is? Look it up. Bring it out on the Facebook page. We don't have a problem with it. They may, because they don't want you to know. They do not want you to understand that when you turn the light on, the cockroaches run for cover. They don't want you to understand that they have a guilt complex, and it runs very deep. And yet that guilt doesn't bother them because they don't have the thing that we know as morality, where you treat people right as your basis of being.
Well, they don't have that.
Yeah. So it gets deep. I mean, and it doesn't stop and continues to go. Most of this runs into infinity in terms of some of the setups and things, the way things have been done. If you go back far enough into antiquity, you can find some of the truths that sit absolutely opposed to a lot of the things that we accept today, our Constitution being one of them. It's being violated like a $2 whore somewhere when everybody wants a freebie. And I really resent that. I love this country. This is not something you do to something that of that importance. You don't do that to everybody who innocently gets caught in some kind of agenda or routine or ring around a rosy that never should have been in the first place. That bugs me. It bothers me that people would be called left or progressive when it should be, yeah, let's progress. I agree, but let's do it the right way. You don't give away everything when you don't have enough to give to cover it. Does not work that way. This goes to, as an example, Obamacare is one of those. So you have to watch what's going on. Now, it's beginning to be touted now that they're going to rescind great portions of the law and or repeal it altogether. And I'm looking forward to that. That's something that should have been done a long time ago, but at least they're beginning to bring it out on into the public realm now. And I look forward to the actions on it. So, you know, when the FBI said that they're going to come clean on Benghazi, that's excellent. So that's where I'm at. Okay?
Right. This next question is someone's not too happy. He says, what is happening with our military? If an attempted nuclear of our city is not enough to spur military into action, then I have to say I fear that this is all hot air. My comment on that was it didn't happen, and a lot of other things didn't happen either. You know, people going on a Drake that this is not happening, this is not happening, but there's also a lot of things that they've threatened that hasn't happened as well. Comments on
many
that,
of Drake? The things that many of these things that people are so concerned about are not a realistic standpoint. As an example, the intended nuclear annihilation of a city on the East Coast did not happen because one of the people in the military, one of the good guys, sacrificed himself to make sure that it didn't. Along with several others, he also got support on that. So you have to understand that it's not as clear as an assumption or, no, nothing's happening, so I ain't interested. Well, if you're not interested in what's going on, then tonight's show probably was boring. Next.
Drake, do you have any information that either the positive military or the dark military have taken over the FEMA camps?
Information I got was that is a little bit in the air because you're dealing with lower echelons of troops. Ultimate controlling factor will be the good guys. I can assure you of that. Next.
The plan and the common court, how does this all fit into the original plan that you spoke about on the first show with David Wilcock?
It fits in with the plan because the plan is being followed. They're making sure that there are not disruptions to our everyday lives caused by a very few who want to rule over us. The plan itself is rather concise in several basic ways. One of those is a peaceful and orderly transition from what we have had to what should have been. That's one of the main driving forces or areas that is being adhered to very carefully. Now, the other part of that is that you have to also be well aware of and sensitive to the positions of all of the people involved in whatever is going on. In other words, I won't out the lowly private any more than I would the high general. I won't do that. Each of them have a role to play. Now, a lot of people say, well, the military isn't doing anything, or there's nothing going on. Well, I just outed a whole bunch of stuff tonight that says, yes, there is. They are watching, and they are ready to take action. And that action's coming pretty soon. Neil Keenan told me that he's coming down out of the hills, both guns blazing. Now, some of the people that are adverse to our existence are the people that are going to be taken out first. They're going to be the first occupants of the FEMA camps, re-education camps, whatever they want to put on them things. The crux of it is very simple. As things calm back down and the bank account is further drained, the power starts to ebb. This means you won't be able to send forces 20,000 miles around the globe to chase somebody in the woods. This means that you will be lucky to survive with what you got. No matter how much you think you may have controlling interest, you can have controlling interest in absolutely nothing at all, and it don't do you a bit of good. So in terms of relativity, in terms of reality, we're dealing with a very complex situation. It's been going on for a while. The beginnings of the shows, the interview with David Wilcock was given to me by the intel community with the blessing of higher-ups. And they asked me to be very careful as to what I stated, the manner in which I stated it, so that people wouldn't get false impressions and would get as much of the truth as can be outed at that particular point. Since that point, much more truth has been coming out. Things that I have said were going to happen have taken place. Greece is an example. Cyprus is another. Carbon tax and its intentional implementation here, which will double your gasoline prices. They're trying to get that in now. We need to stop all this stuff. The sooner we can make sure that Neil can come down out of the hills or wherever he's at and do his thing, the sooner we can do that, the sooner we can actually realize freedom for the first time in 200 years or so. Okay?
Drake, do you think that Attorney General Eric Holder, Ben Bernanke, Nancy Pelosi, etc., will be eating Thanksgiving dinner at home this year, or will they be in the pokey?
I'm hoping that they'll get some kind of leftovers in the pokey. from everything I can see, it could go either way. Making a prediction, an accurate prediction on that is not possible due to the complexity of the situation. It's just that simple. I could say 2 weeks or sooner. I could say 3 days. I could say, you know, any kind of a time frame and be totally wrong simply because of the variables. Now, when you get variables, you get people that do things normally they wouldn't do. And that screws up any kind of prediction you can make or progression, et cetera. So it boils down to knowing that the situation has now come to a crux, knowing that the situation with Neil specifically is monumental. The good guys finally came out of the closet and stood up and said no, and they're actually taking prisoners in the process. They're actually fighting back. This is something I have been waiting, hoping and praying for since we started all this. The David Wilcock interview was just simply opening the door, so to speak. People needed to know some of what was going on. They needed to know that there were people in leadership positions who took exception to the nasties that were being perpetrated on the people, et cetera. So, you know, now we actually finally have definitive action, and I'm waiting to see what comes out of this. I want to see how close we are to being able to actually flip the switch. Next.
What is the Confederation Agreement between states that you referred to tonight, and will that be the basis for the future U.S. government administration?
Yes, it will. Articles of Confederation would be a good place to start. The basis or spirit of that is where individual states agree between themselves to take a certain action or do a certain thing or whatever. Usually, it's been very complex. Usually, the Constitution has supposedly replaced the Articles of Confederation. Well, not exactly. The original documentation is part of the paperwork that was put together and logged into the civilian division of the International Court of The Hague through something that I was involved with. Each of the individual states are individual nations. Now, as this comes out, each of these individual states will have to vote. All the individuals in the state will have to vote to accept the changes to back to the original founding documents. I don't think that'll be a problem. After which, then you start making decisions as to how much government do we really need? Do we really need this much even in this state? I'm not talking about totally going government-less, where you don't have any at all. I'm saying that a small group of people could be representative of the will of the people on an international basis. Therein you would have the crux, you would have the critical foundation of a totally different federal government. And federal meaning confederated agreement to be able to represent us in a certain way with any limitation we decide to put on it. This is the other part. No, you can't meddle in our lives. No, the state does not have the right to do such and such. This is where your citizens' grand juries come in. They not only can indict, they can also formulate the basis for law. This has to be a majority decision of the people and majority of counties, parishes, whatever you have, agreeing to certain specific things. This is the manner in which people are familiar with governance. As those agreements come out, the end result should be simplistic in terms of the impact and what they do. This provides the individual with the protection from the majority, where neither the individual nor the majority's rights can be violated. Then you have something solid to work with. This is the basis of true governance. And you may only need, a dozen people maybe in each state to actually run things. If you use common law, you can erase most of the ordinances that you find in cities and state laws and whatnot. They can all go. So what you end up with is administration of a simple, straightforward, and totally transparent system. This same type of thing has to be applied financially. Once those things, those two main things are put into place and up and running, then you deal with other countries in such a manner as you deal within your own. Then you have what's called true freedom. And that's the only way that I can see this coming about. Next.
Drake, has the U.S. electrical grid shutdown been averted?
Well, it's getting close to midnight, I'm hoping. They said the 13th or 14th, so, you know, hopefully when we get done with the day, that worry will be gone. I don't think that it's going to be allowed simply because it's too easy to screw it up, for one thing. Number two, it took some time to restore the power when we had the East Coast blackout. That's something they've been looking at. They supposedly have fixed a lot of the problems that caused it and allowed it. However, it takes some time to make sure that this is correct. And until such time as they know that it's correct, my suggestion is that they don't do it. And from that, I would say probably not. Next.
I understand that senior military officers are now being retired and the new ones being brought in are swearing their oath to the Commander-in-Chief and not to the Constitution. Is this correct?
Yeah, it could very well could be if you want to keep the right people in the right offices in the right places. I would offer that they ought to lie to them. Absolutely. Commander-in-Chief, I swear. And then when it comes down to the nitty-gritty and a guy says, no, we're not going to blow up Charleston, we're going to drop that in the Atlantic Ocean. Think about it. I mean, just that simple. You do the right thing no matter what, and it will come out correctly. A lot of people don't think that happened. A lot of people say it never did. I'm not going to go either way. I think that it's a possibility that it did. From the individual that was at the scene when Obama went ballistic because it didn't take place the way he wanted it to, I would say it was real. Other than that, I don't have any further proof. You have to remember that a lot of these things that go on, a lot of the things that are supposed to happen that don't, are the end product of a lot of effort of a lot of people. I get involved in some of them, coordinate some things, try to assist with others, do what I can. And a lot of people don't think that I'm worth much, which is fine. That's their opinion, and they're entitled to it. What I see is that as much good as I can do while I still draw breath, I intend to do. And the patriotism to this country goes to the morality of the Golden Rule. Where do we get off telling another country what to do? Well, when they act like an idiot, then you tell them that's a no-no. But we're not going to tell you what to do beyond that yet. When they insistently continue to be a problem, then you have to start causing problems for them. I don't like that, but it's a part of it. Hopefully we won't have a lot of that to deal with. I don't think we will. Next.
Right, that's about it for the questions, Drake. Do you want to sum up before I play the final music piece?
Yeah. Okay. Okay, Mr. Bush, here's how it is. Your bad guys are losing badly. I have information that states that you got some real serious logistics and tactical problems that not only you didn't expect, but you have no idea where it came from and what it was that went bump in the night. That was friends of ours. I would suggest you don't screw with us again. I would suggest you just simply suck it up and be a man about it. When you do something nasty, eventually you end up paying the piper in one form or another, at one level or another. Nobody but the right people will ever get close to the black book, period. I know Neil well enough to know that he has taken precautions to make sure that that's not available to you or any of the other bad guys. I would suggest that you don't try to overwhelm the forces involved, because they will fight to the last man. And I think that they are much better equipped in terms of capability than yours are. They also now outnumber you. The captives that were taken are singing their heads off, telling everything they know. We got all the locations, we got this, we got that, etc. So that operation in the east has at least a black eye right now. I see that in the future, and I say the near future, we're going to start seeing the end run results. Your finances are going in the toilet, and I hope you're prepared for that. You will not be allowed to escape the country, as you know. You've already been turned down a couple of times. Expect it to be enforced if you decide to insist. That goes for all the bad guys, every last one of them. You guys are in deep doo-doo, and it's going to start stinking. And that's basically where it's at. You got music, Tom?
Yes, well, thanks for that tonight, Drake. I hope everyone listened to what Drake had to say. And I'd like to, on behalf of all the listeners of Cosmic Voice, would like to thank you for your tireless work, Mr. Drake. And on that note, my name is Thomas Williams. I hope you all tune in next week. Until then, bye for now.